Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Well, Jazz, it's time now for, well, the Crows are on the board. They had a big win yesterday, a late big win, and we're, one of the stars of yesterday's game joins us now, and that's Ed Marinoff. Welcome to the show.
Howdy, boys.
You must be pretty happy with that. You're down basically the whole game, and it come to the last 5 minutes. What happened? You just turned it on for 5 minutes and got the chocolates.
Yeah, exactly right. Nah, like in all fairness, we, I guess a couple of our senior girls just stood up and knew we had to get the job done, because in the season of AFLW, if you're 0-2 heading into round 3, that is not what you would have been, nowhere.
Yeah, coming from a fair way back if you lose the first two. Now, run us through that last 5 minutes. There was a bit of everything. There was a stretcher. They followed up by 2 goals in 2 minutes, and then you finished with a goal after the siren. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, nah, we just had momentum. I think, you know, that when that stretcher came out, we were able to then, again, address what we needed to do to get the win. So that kind of, I guess, helped us in that scenario. But, yeah, she went down pretty hard. I think she's got a severe concussion, so that's not good. But, yeah, we just regrouped and knew we had to bring the contest for the last 5 minutes and literally just get goals on the board.
Must be happy with your own form. 26 disposals, best on ground performance yesterday. Must be happy with your form.
Oh, well, not really, because we had 3 shit quarters. But nah, I just got to keep performing. But in saying that, I need to be able to bring the girls up with me, especially with the young talent we've got. We've got to bring them into the game because, yeah, we're still missing a fair few with injuries. So if we can bring the younger girls up to speed with us, that will be better going forward.
Focus. What's been the young ones bring a nice energy, but what's been the focus from senior coach Matthew Clark? What's the key message for you girls at the minute?
The key message probably for us last year, we were probably the hardest team offensively to play against, and I guess losing star power in the forward line hasn't helped. But we just need to bring pressure. A lot of these teams that don't have heaps of talent, they kind of just bring a real contested style of footy and bring the pressure to us.
Yep.
That's usually what we want to do. So especially at halftime yesterday, Doc really enforced that we need to, you know, press the game, tackle. We weren't really sticking as many tackles as we would have liked. They were up tackle count, contested possession. So we really need to get our contested side up to speed.
If you had some magic dust, and you sort of touched on it then, some magic dust you could sprinkle over your team right now, what would you change or what would you fix?
Oh, great question. forward line pressure.
Yep.
I don't think we had a tackle in the first half in our forward half, and you both would know how important forward, you know, inside 50 tackles are, because that means the ball is staying in there, not just rebounding out. So probably just our pressure along the ground as well, all around the ground, sorry, because that's not at the level it needs to be, and our cleanness. Is that the word?
Cleanness? I'll accept that.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. We'll Jazz uses a lot of loose terms in here. Yeah. He gets away with it all the time.
I've got Burns Dictionary.
Just want to get your thoughts or what you thought of Stacey Livingston's take on saying about Taylor Harris and
nice.
Saying if you take control of her in the air, she's useless after that. Do you like the honesty?
Oh, I think I like honesty. I'm quite an honest person. Some people say too honest sometimes, but I definitely think there's a right way to say it. There's right wording. And I think Stacey Livingston, at the end of the day, had a really good game and just came out with a lot of emotion. She's feeling good about herself and she's just said it. I'm all well and good about honesty, but the thing about Taylor Harris is she actually, you know, she's a star player. She can change the game. I'm not going to say she's consistent, but she's one of those players that if she's up and about, she'll get her team up and about. So she can impact the game. She's definitely not useless, you know, just in the air. But, yeah, I wouldn't be going saying it. I feel like a lot of people are loving the honesty, but there's definitely a way to say it and
respectful honesty.
I love Taylor Harris's response to those comments from Livingston. A lion never loses sleep over the opinion of sheep.
Imagine if they play. They're in the same conference, so potentially could cross paths.
Nice.
In finals, and I wouldn't be wanting to mess with Taylor Harrison. She's up and about. Because,
that could be on.
And look, that's not Stacey Livingston's problem, because that comes from your senior coach and team meeting and from your peers and the assistant coaches. That's the information that's given back to, as you know, Bern and Ebbs, you have your line meetings with your coaches. That's the information that's given to you as a player.
Yep.
Shut her down. She's only strong in the air. shut that down, you can get on top of her. And that's what Livingston did. She did a great job. She's not a superstar of the competition. No way, Taylor Harris. She's got a long way to go yet before she's right up there
with
Phillips
and Randall.
She can tear the game
apart, though, like
Well, when? I haven't seen her tear a game apart.
Yeah, she has.
Okay.
A couple. But I will say Chelsea Randall, I love the matchup because Chelsea Randall and Taylor Harris openly says that she hates playing
there
against
you go.
Chelsea Randall.
Never admit that.
And you've got to play against the best players if you want to be one of the greats. Anyway, great performance by the girls. Good confidence and momentum going into next week. So well done. Good leadership. Keep stepping it up. And thanks for your time, Ebs.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks,
Ed Marinoff there from the Adelaide Crows AFLW. Had a good win down at Richmond Oval yesterday in front of a good crowd.
Yeah, good crowd.
Beautiful day for football, Ben.
Yeah, unflag the flag.
Unfurl the flag.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, my God. And he's clipped me about the English language.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.